Blog Talk Radio.
Now I just want you to look at your neighbor and say, welcome to the overflow. Come on, tell them, welcome to the overflow. The place where God blesses in the abundance of health, wealth, prosperity, love, peace, joy. This is what God designed your life for. This is what we're going to declare. Come on, y'all. And it goes like this. Come on.
Provided for in overflowing portions. So come on, extend your
I can feel the Holy Spirit in this place. Getting ready to pour out His Spirit. He's gonna come.
Welcome to Early Morning Prayer and Declaration. It is Friday, July the 17th, 2015. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. We are alive and doing well. No sickness and disease shall come nigh thy dwelling. And we are excited this morning that God has decided to breathe the breath of life into our nostrils. And once again, we are a living soul. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining Favor Factor Radio. This is your host, your boy, your prophet, your overseer, the Prophet Charles Briggs. Amen. So many of you who are on the line this morning, amen, sacrificing and getting up and ready to decree and declare your morning. We have about 23 more minutes to do so. But let's say good morning to all of my friends in the 336 area code, those of you in 404-704-706-919, 410. Good morning to you, those of you who are logged in on the line. We want to say good morning to you as well. 252, good morning to you. What a great day and a great morning. What a great weekend this is going to be. Why? Because we're getting ready to decree a thing, and it shall be established unto us. Listen, if you're in the Raleigh, Garner, Durham, Clayton, Clinton area on this evening or tonight, we want you to join us this evening, tonight, midnight, at our Midnight Oil Encounter. Our Midnight Oil Encounter is going to be held at 916 Rock Quarry Road in the city of Raleigh, North Carolina, held at Life Changers Kingdom Building Ministries. Amen. This evening or this tonight at midnight, yours truly, of course, will be doing the prophetic decree. We also have our very own Apostle Eddie Bass, who is a part of our Remnant International Fellowship. He will be doing our 15-minute prophetic charge, our icebreaker. We're going to receive a prophetic word by none other than our very own pastor of the Garage and Passion for More Ministries, Pastor Designate Altron Slade. Amen. So God has a word for you coming out of the mouth of three different people, three different men of God, and we want you in the place. I'm telling you, so many great testimonies. I know that I could have announced them on the air or over Favor Factor Radio, but guess what? I chose not to because I want you to be there to hear it. But if you cannot make it there, don't use this as an excuse. You need to get to the house. But if you simply cannot get to the house of God, we will be airing live on Favor Factor Radio on tonight. It will be aired live. Don't miss it. Don't you dare miss it. God's going to speak to you. He's going to say a word concerning your life. And so I just love to be able to share with you over our air during Favor Factor Radio. There's another way that we are able to bring you the word of God. Amen. So this evening, don't forget to tune in or make it to the house. God's going to bless us. All of our Midnight Oil Encounters are different, and something's going to happen for you tonight. Let's get ready to decree and declare our day. Let's talk about something right now, one of life's greatest mysteries. Do you know what that is? I'm sure you do, but if you don't, I'm going to tell you anyway. One of life's greatest mysteries is the power of what we like to call the spoken word, the power of the tongue. It's one of life's greatest mysteries. All that you will ever be, people of God, or accomplish, it hinges on how you choose to govern what comes out of your mouth. By what you allow to occupy your mind and mouth, you can either bless your life to either great heights of success or send it orbiting into realms of failure, sadness, and discontentment. This is why Proverbs tells us, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he," Proverbs 23:7, and urges guard your hearts above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Jesus followed suit by declaring, for whatever is in your heart determines what you say. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. That's found in the book of Matthew. What occupies your mind determines what eventually fills your mouth. Your outer world showcases all that has dominated and at times all that has subjugated your inner world, because of the law of cause and effect is continually at work. There's always an inner cause for every outer effect. Remember that. Your outer world is a direct result of your inner world. Every circumstance in life is a result of a choice, and every choice is the result of a thought. Remember that. Every circumstance in life is a result of a choice, and every choice is the result of a thought. All those things that fill your mind hold the keys to your reality. Your thoughts provide the fuel for your words, and your words provide the fuel for your world. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that powerful? It is. It's therefore imperative that you understand the nature of what you're saying. Are you aware of the true meaning of the things that you're speaking out? And I'm very big on decreeing and declaring. I'm very big on speaking, period, on the things that, be careful what comes out of our mouth, because those words are seeds, and those seeds are planted when they leave your mouth, and they have to go somewhere. And so we would do well to heed the advice of an ancient philosopher named Epictetus, who once said, "First, learn the meaning of what you say, and then speak." It's almost like what our parents used to tell us, think before you speak. If you think before you speak, then some of the thoughts that we're thinking, we wouldn't speak it. And that true Hosea remark for it said that, "For they sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind." In other words, each one of us must take responsibility for what we experience in life. We are the sum total of every choice that we have ever made or let happen. If you do not like where you are, you're the only one that can change it. You're only one thought away from turning around or turning toward the life you desire. If this is to happen, it is paramount that you become the master of your thoughts. Sift your thought life. Come on now. Filter out anything that you do not want to show up in your future and focus on what you truly desire. God wired your thoughts to have power so you could be equipped to overcome every obstacle. He fashioned you to create, innovate, strategize, succeed. What else? He made it so that you would overcome, that you would prosper. And just to be sure, he put his own divine thoughts and nature within you. As God says in Jeremiah 31 and 33, "I will put my instructions deep within them, and I will write them on their hearts." Hook up your heart with the ultimate power source. God, Jesus, I'm waking up now. Hallelujah. The law of cause and effect, it also works with the law of attraction. Simply put, this means like attracts like. And so if thoughts are things and things are made up of substance, and then the material manifested in our lives is attracted to us by our spiritual thoughts. In other words, inspired experiences are caused by inspired thoughts. You hear that? Inspired experiences are caused by inspired thoughts. One more time. Inspired experiences are caused by inspired thoughts. Wow. Your thoughts and words are transmitted like a shortwave radio signal. They send messages out on a specific frequency and are transmitted back to you, manifested as an experience or occurrence in your life. Remember, your thoughts create something like a magnetic field around you, while your words provide a kind of spiritual homing device that attract either positive people, things, and experiences, or negative people, things, and experiences. Therefore, you must learn to fill your mind with good, godly, and great thoughts. No need sitting around wondering if, when, how, or who, when we ultimately know within our spirit who, and we don't know when, so in the meantime, we will speak it until it manifests. Yes, speaking those things that be not as though they already are. Come on here. Therefore, you must learn to fill your mind. Fill your mind. Fill your mind. I decree and declare right now that today will be the day that you fill your mind with good thoughts, with good intentions. Good thoughts, good thoughts. No negativity, no negative emotions, no negative thoughts. None of those thought patterns shall fill your life, fill your mind, fill your spirit, so that it does not get in your heart. Amen, amen, amen. As we're told in Philippians 4 and 8, you must fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. What you think has the power to literally transform your life. Amen, has the power to literally transform your life. If you don't like the fact that you're broke, change it. If you don't like the fact, how can I do that? It is simple. It is simple. Sit down and think, what am I doing that is causing this financial shift in my life to decline? What is happening? Where am I giving out money? Where am I giving out more than I should? You know, you have to write down these things and you have to analyze. And see, those kind of thoughts are good thoughts because they're helping you to get things back on course. Just sitting around wondering, I don't have no money, what I'm going to do? It's going to put you in a slump. It's going to put you in a position to where all this negativity begins to fill your spirit, which is totally different from sitting and analyzing and going back and trying to figure out how you can make it better than just sitting there idle and sitting there not doing anything about it. So you have control. You're in control of this situation. You know my philosophy. Anything that you're in control in, you can what? That's it. You can change it. So if you can control it, you can change it. And so we want to think today that we're already in this position to where we already have. We're already in the position to where we're already healed. We're already in the position to where our family members are saved. We're already in the position to where we're speaking and things are manifesting. We're speaking and believing God for what is coming out of our mouth. No negative things are coming out of our mouth. What leaves our mouths today will hit the heavens, and heaven will respond to what we say. It is essential that you become extremely vigilant about what enters your mind daily. What you hear affects how you think and what you believe. The prophet Isaiah had an insight into how important it is to heed what you say, hear, and see when he declared, y'all remember what he declared? He declared in Isaiah chapter 33, he said, he who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking on evil, he will dwell on the heights. His place of defense will be the fortresses of rocks. His bread will be given him. His water will be sure. What are you saying? If you want to have life-affirming thoughts, thoughts of success and prosperity, then fill your ears with words that will produce these things in your life. And eventually, if you hear something enough, over time, it will form a belief system in it, and that belief will produce a corresponding action. It is this hearing and hearing again that is important to our faith. And as the Apostle Paul said, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of God. In other words, it comes from hearing and hearing. Make sure you are grounding your beliefs and basing your faith on God's rich life, not some counterfeit, but the abundance of his kingdom. By filling your heart and mind with life-giving biblical truth, Jesus Christ, a kingdom practitioner, knew the power of truth combined with the principle of faith. He knew that faith came by hearing, so he spent hours teaching and dialoguing with his disciples. He taught his students success principles derived from spiritual laws in order to build their faith and their ability to make a difference in the world. And that's what I'm doing with you and helping you and doing, trying to do with you every time we get on the air, every time we have an opportunity to minister. Jesus began the task of transforming the mindsets of 12 outcasts and fishermen. What? I'm talking to you. Don't you feel like an outcast? Yes. Have you ever been what we call the black sheep of the family? Oh, I know you have. So he began to speak to those type of persons. Those persons that followed him were people that were not really popular, but they were people that had a record. Oh, and so he wanted them to be empowered, to let them know that they don't have to stay where they are, that he's, that they're going to be raised to be great men of God. And that's what I'm saying to you right now. You don't have to stay where you are. God's going to raise you up to be that great woman of God, that great man of God. You have to think it. You have to believe it. If you don't believe it and if you don't think it, we can't think it for you. We can't believe it. We can believe it with you, but we can't believe it for you. Wow, that was good. Jesus spoke many spiritual truths to them in order to stretch their spiritual paradigms of success and prosperity beyond the temporal, three-dimensional realms. He knew it would take constant exposure to the light for the light to finally turn on in them. Is the light turning on in you? Is something clicking? Is something clicking? Are you finally getting it? Are you finally understanding? Ha, hallelujah. Are you finally understanding that where you are, you don't have to be? That what the things that you're going through, you don't have to go through it. The only reason is that we're talking, but we're not saying the right words out of our mouth. We're saying words, but we're not saying words of power. We're not giving our words somewhere to go. We're not giving our thought process enough thought so that when we begin to think about our situation, we're not thinking about the situation. We're thinking about how we're already out of it. We're thinking about how we already overcame it. Yes, the flesh side and the human side, I'm so sick of people saying that. The flesh side and the human side of you wants to believe that fleshly side that, I know I'm still here, but no, there is no but. When I speak, I don't doubt. When I decree and declare, I don't doubt. I speak it, I decree it, I declare it. That settles it. God's going to honor the decree. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie. And the word of the Lord tells us that if we decree a thing, it shall be established unto us. What are you going to decree today that shall be established unto you? Hallelujah. What are you going to speak out of your mouth today, all day long, even when you get to work? Hallelujah. What are you going to speak that's going to cause something to be created in the atmosphere, in the heavens, that will come down on the earth realm and give you what you've just decreed hours later? I believe that it can happen. We were sitting in service on last Sunday, and what we spoke out of our mouth began to manifest in the middle of the service, in the middle of the service before the benediction, which means actually before the blessing. God had already done it before the blessing. Wow. He is blowing my mind this morning. He had already done it before the blessing. That means that you already have the blessing. If the blessing is already done, he's waiting on you to speak it so that it can be manifested. Really? I got to do something? Absolutely. You've got to open your mouth. You've got to praise him. You've got to worship him. And you got to understand the power of your seed. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that you must understand that there is something that is going to happen for you, but it's not coming. It's not going to fall in your lap. It's not going to fall out of the sky. It's not going to magically appear, amen, but it's going to happen when you magically open up your mouth, when you magically understand the authority that you have, when you magically understand that you don't have to be in that place so sick of people going through the same thing. Aren't you tired of repeating the same cycle every single day of your life? Do something about it. Open your mouth, make a declaration, and get out of that situation. One more thing, prayer is a powerful thing. Do you know that? I know that. I know you've heard that before and probably have experienced it, but in the ups and downs of everybody's life, it's good to be reminded. So saying you are heard by heaven, heaven responds to you. Your tears are bottled up and kept forever. Your case is before him. He is listening, I promise you, and he is acting on your behalf. Don't forget this, and don't doubt, because doubting is a waste of your God-given time. When we pray, whether we sense it or not, there are reactions in the spirit realm. In the same way, when we declare God's truth over ourselves, they stick. They change the atmosphere. They change us. We are no longer the same, whether or not we are aware of it. So we're going to pray today. I pray declarative prayers all the time, and they get me out of my self-pity, out of my anxiety, confusion, self-doubt. They change my mindset and reorient my thinking, and I'm imparting that into you today. I'm imparting that into you right now. I really want you to be encouraged in this season, for the warrior is with you, and he is mighty to save. Let's decree, let's declare our day. Father, in the name of Jesus, in his power and his authority, we pray the blood of Jesus now. We cut off every curse that has been spoken against us to try to stop us from walking into God's purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray the blood of Jesus and his authority, and we cut off all bloodline and spiritual curses that any person or persons may have placed upon us, whether by their actions or by any form of verbal declaration at all whatsoever. Through the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the blood of Jesus, we pronounce that in Jesus' name all these things are null and void as of this moment. Nothing that is against his purpose for our lives shall flourish. Nothing in the name of Jesus that is anti what he has created us to become will flourish from this moment on. And therefore, in the name of Jesus and through the blood of Jesus, we declare, I declare that our family will prosper. I decree and declare our children will prosper. I decree and declare that our finances will prosper. I decree and declare that our authority will prosper. I decree and declare that favor will prosper. I decree and declare that our influence will prosper. I decree and declare that our understanding of Scripture will prosper. I decree and declare that wisdom will prosper. I decree and declare that discernment right now and discretion will prosper. I decree and declare healing for the sick. I decree and declare right now that broken hearts are mending together. I decree and declare that those who are hurting shall be healed and loved again. In the name of Jesus, the power of the living God will flow in greater measure through us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It will increasingly become more and more and more and more and more and more to the point to where we are overflowing and flow at greater rates, greater speeds to change people's lives and advance the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ within us. We decree and declare that God has determined that pre-appointed time for our life, the exact place that we would dwell, the exact time that we would be born, the exact location for our anointing, he has placed us where we are in order for us to touch and change the area, and that the enemy, the powers of darkness, would be broken because of the power of the living God that is sitting upon our shoulders and the blood of Jesus that is upon our life. In the name of Jesus, he has done this so that we would grope for him and that we would seek him and that in hope we might find him, for in him we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. As Paul wrote, we are all his offspring, and therefore we decree and declare that I am flesh of his flesh in the kingdom of the glorious Lord Jesus, that we are bone of his bone. We were born for such a time as this. No matter what has happened in the past or what has been happening in the present, we will walk in victory and we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. It has been decreed and it has been declared that today is your Freedom Friday. Walk in the newness of life. Go forth, my daughter. Go forth, my son. And know for sure and for certain that this is a day not only that the Lord has made, but this is the day that you shall not leave without having your victory. Why? Because you just decreed it. You just spoke it out of your mouth. Get to your mirror. Open up your mouth. Point your finger at yourself. Become your own prophet. Prophesy to yourself. Hallelujah. Decree and declare your day. Decree and declare this is the last day you'll be broke. I decree it for my life. I decree and declare that that person that has my seed, hallelujah, that has your seed, that God would release it for them so that yours can be released. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever God wants to do, hallelujah, I decree and declare that God is up to something great. He has you in mind. He has your declaration in mind. He's coming to see about you. He's not going to leave you out. As a matter of fact, he just checked his list, and you are on his list for a miracle today. God bless you, people of God, hoping to see you tonight at the Midnight Oil Encounter. Remember, don't forget to decree and declare your day.
Put your hands together. You're